Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means only one thing around here. It means our dear friend, Miss D. Delana Dixon, is joining us. Miss D, are you there?
I am, Mr. Shooter. It's a very special day today.
Explain why. Explain.
Because your book is out today. The four-word answer is finally available. I am so excited.
Thank you. You're such a good friend. You've been with me this entire journey from the day that we were sitting at Bottino's, where we go for a drink, and talking about maybe writing a book, and then trying and stopping and starting and stopping. And finally, it is out today. It has been a journey. Thank you for all the support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight I'm on Extra TV. Ooh. And tomorrow I'm on Z100 early in the morning at 8 o'clock. Talking about the book, so hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have a bestseller. Look at that. Hey, enough about me. Let's get into the real gossip. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time. Oh, I love hearing you singing along. So Nicole Kidman has made a very rare comment about her marriage to Tom Cruise. So her relationship with Tom is something that she's been very quiet about. She barely mentions it. However, in a new interview with Harper's Bazaar, she is saying that her marriage to Tom taught her a very important lesson about love in the limelight. So she was asked about her husband, Keith Urban. Lovely, great time together. And then she was asked about her first marriage, and she said the following quote, "I was young. I think I offered it up." Now, what that is in response to is a question about whether she felt annoyed by the press focusing on her relationship with Tom. So she's saying she was young and she offered it up. Very, very interesting here. So she's not blaming the press. She's not blaming anybody else for all the attention that they got when they were a couple. She's saying she's partly responsible for that. She opened the door to that marriage. She let people in. They posed for photographs together. Once you do that, you can't really slam the door. So I love that Nicole is sort of taking responsibility for that. And since then, she's learned to be a lot more private. She does let us see sometimes some pictures with Keith Urban, but she's much, much more private about that relationship than when she was dating Tom Cruise. What do you think, Miss D?
Well, I think when we're all young, we want everybody to know about our relationship. And they were the two of the biggest A-list stars in the world. Of course we want to know about it. But as you get older, you realize your relationship is about the success between the two of you. You don't need the world to validate your relationship. So I love that she's taking ownership of it and saying, hey, maybe I was part of the problem as well. But Nicole, don't worry. We were going to be up in your relationship whether you told us about it or not.
We were. They asked the two, Harper's Bazaar, asked her about her openness towards love after she broke up with Tom, and she said she was a little bit more trepidatious. I love that word. But she said that she's always tried to be as open as possible. You don't need to be a superstar like Nicole Kidman to know after something doesn't work out, after a relationship dies, do you close off your heart or do you keep it open? What about you, Miss D?
Oh, it can be so challenging after a relationship to get back out there. But you have to open your heart. It's the only way you're going to find love again. First, you have to forgive. You forgive yourself. You forgive the partner. And then you open your heart and look. She married Keith Urban. They've been together since 2006, so she obviously did something
absolutely right. She said the following quote, "I just prefer to live in a world that way, with her heart open." She said, yes, she's wary at times, and yes, I've been hurt, but at the same time, I much prefer a warm approach rather than a prickly, shut-down approach. My heart's open. And not just with romance, with friends, with all relationships. When people hurt me, and they do, it happens to everybody. Nobody has a perfect life. I always try to give myself myself and my friends and people around me another chance. And I've decided in life that I'm going to move forward with an open heart, just like Nicole, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Nicole Kidman makes a rare comment, very rare, about her marriage to Tom Cruise. Do you think this will get her in trouble with her ex? They don't talk about this. It was a naughty question, but it was we're that sort of show. Will this comment get her in trouble with Tom? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D Love, what are you working on?
It's about Jennifer Aniston. She's taking baby steps. No, no, not those kind of baby steps. She's taking baby steps out of the pandemic.
Jeez.
So she appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and she explained one of the reasons she didn't attend the Emmys is because she's still taking baby steps when it comes to socializing and being with people because of the pandemic. So the Friend stars, she appeared on the show, like I said, last night, said just being on it was a very big step.
Ah.
And, you know, she's taking little steps. Now, this is very interesting. It kind of makes sense for Jennifer because she's been cutting people out of her life, friends who are refusing to get the vaccine. Ooh. Rob, what do you think about all that?
Very interesting. I've got to say that I've been taking some maybe a little bit bigger than baby steps, but we all had to take baby steps after the pandemic. It's still going on, so everybody be careful. But the first time I went out in over a year was our friend Valerie. It was Valerie's birthday party, and it was outside, and there was not a lot of people there. It was very careful. But jumping in the car, the taxi, the Uber to go downtown, I had a bit of anxiety, Miss Dina. I nearly took a Xanax. Like, my heart was pounding. I just got so used to not seeing people. I understand this, and I'm a big fan in baby steps. One little step at a time. Don't think about running a marathon because you're not going to do it. Just take a few steps. In the same way, don't think about writing a book. Write a few pages. And if you do that every day, after no time at all, you will have a book. Jen, we hear what you are saying. Moving along, Britney Spears has returned to Instagram after a very short hiatus. Remember last week, I think it was the lead story on one of our shows that Britney had wiped her Instagram clear. Well, less than 7 days later, she is back. She reactivated her account and explains why she took the break. Quote, "Some shots from my weekend getaway to celebrate my engagement to my holy, you know what, fiance. I still can't believe it. I couldn't stay away from Gram, the Instagram, too long, so I'm back already." And she added that she took these pictures in Palm Springs with her new clip-in extensions. I love that she's back. Britney overshares, maybe. I don't think she shares enough. It's lovely to see her back and happy and engaged, Misty.
Yes, I'm happy. I mean, the reason why we assume she went off the Gram is because obviously she's still dealing with her conservatorship. She doesn't want to say anything that might be used against her, but this is Britney Spears. She loves connecting with her fans. And what better way to do it than on Instagram? And she's in a really happy period in her life now. She's engaged. But hopefully, she's still thinking about what she has to deal with legally.
Yes.
And we'll just see things that are nice, nothing too shocking.
Right. I mean,
she can still dance for us because we love it when she shakes her booty.
There's nobody like her. What's happening with Ben Affleck? He's just done his very first interview talking about Jennifer Lopez.
So Ben Affleck, what a little darling. So Jennifer Lopez has been named Adweek's 2021 brand visionary, and her boyfriend Ben is saying it's a well-deserved honor. He actually says he's in awe for what she's done for representation in the industry. So he said, "All I can tell you is that I've seen firsthand the difference representation makes, because I have seen over and over and over women of a color approaching Jennifer and telling her what her example as a strong woman and a woman succeeding and demanding her fair share in the business world means to them."
I love it. I love it.
It's incredible.
It is amazing interview. She's on the cover of Adweek. Absolutely deserves this honor. Brand visionary. Jennifer had a vision. I worked with Jennifer many years ago, and I even knew it then. People were not so kind to Jennifer. She recently said that she still feels like an outsider in Hollywood. I remember going to the Golden Globes or a big award show with Jennifer, and the other stars on the carpet all giggled a little bit behind her back. I know, they were not that kind. So normally on those carpets, it's like a school reunion. They hug, they kiss, they miss each other. They didn't do that to Jennifer. They sort of kept their distance, almost like they looked down upon her a little bit, didn't let her into the club. Now they're all begging to get into her club, which I just love. Go, Jennifer Lopez. Hey, quickly before we go to break, yesterday, the Today Show had a surprise visitor when a streaker, somebody totally naked, ran past the studio. So if you've ever watched the Today Show or been there, you will know they have a beautiful glass studio right on the ground floor in Midtown Manhattan, where they can see out and you can see in. It's a great thing to do if you ever come to visit New York and you want to get up early. Go and stand outside the Today Show window. You'll see Savannah, Hoda, Handsome Craig, and all the celebrities. Well, Hoda, Savannah, and Craig were at the desk yesterday in the iconic Studio 1A, and a naked runner went jogging past. So the first person to notice the naked person was Craig, who said, "Oh, there's a naked runner." And then he carried on plugging Hoda's new podcast, which I hear is great. Then Savannah stopped, quickly interrupted, and was like, "Oh, there he goes." Then she said, "Put your clothes on. Where are your clothes?" And then Craig started to lose his cool a little bit and yelled, "What are you doing?" And then they cut quickly to break. You know when they cut to break unplanned? Because they don't tell you they're coming back. They were in the middle of the sentence, and the next thing, Miss Diaz watching a soap commercial, a fragrance commercial. What do you think about this? Luckily, they have barricades outside the show, and so they have the Today Show logo on the barricades. So thankfully, from the waist down, you couldn't see his bits and bobs, but I've got the video on naughtygossip.com. He naked, running through Midtown.
It's hilarious. I mean, it was a lovely day in New York yesterday, so I went for a run. I was wearing clothes. But it's so funny, if you think back to when we worked at VH1, it happens to be across the street from a hotel. And I can think of a few times when some people decided, you know, couples, amorous couples, decided they wanted to put on shows. It's New York City, babes. Anything can happen here.
It's New York City. I live up on the 15th floor, so I look out and I see into my neighbor's windows, like across 10th Avenue. I'm right on the street. We're all on the street in New York. We live on the street. You look across the street and there I see people all the time through. I try not to watch. I try to turn away. And it's a very, very strange but amazing, amazing city. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and I'm also an author. Look at that. Doesn't that sound great,
yes.
Misty? I'm an author. My book is out today. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, Miss D. So Kim Kardashian's lawyer is saying there is absolutely no second sex tape. Do you believe him? Let's have a look at the results. Ooh, 59% said they agree. No, there is no second sex tape. I agree. It would have been leaked already, Misty. There's no way they would have held on to it for over a decade. What do you think, Misty? Do you think there's a second sex tape?
There is no second sex tape. If the Kardashians say there is no second sex tape, there isn't. Because they are billionaires and they can afford to make sure there is no second sex tape.
We all agree. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Adele, because she is going to bring us, hopefully, a Christmas miracle. So Adele is reportedly ready to say, "Hello, it's me," on the music charts. and on stage again. So according to the Sunday Mirror, she is ready to release her fourth studio album before Christmas and return to the stage for her first live performance. And guess where she wants to do it? Vegas. Las Vegas in December.
I love it.
So it's been a long time coming, but her label wants her to release it before the holidays. Mm. And they are setting their sights on having her on stage in Vegas. Ooh, I'm wondering if this could be the start of a residency. Ooh. What a way to start 2022.
I love her. I love her.
That's why she's our nicest.
I love it. I love it. Albums around the Christmas period sell way more than the rest of the year. So if this is going to be a hit, and it will be an even bigger hit if they put it out in December. Very smart. Adele, you're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Sex and the City is our naughtiest for teasing us. So HBO just put out a new promo for HBO and HBO Max, and within the promo of all their shows, there's a tiny little clip of Carrie and Mr. Big having a kiss, kiss, kiss. So the reason they're the naughtiest is we love it. I couldn't believe it was so short. I was scrolling through it, lots of shows, some I didn't care about, some I did, and then out of the blue, in the middle of the promo, popped up Sex and the City. You would think a show like Sex and the City would get its own promo. It's such a massive show. If you want to sell subscriptions to HBO Max, forget the other shows. I don't care. There's only one show at the moment that I care about on HBO Max, and that is Sex and the City. You're very, very naughty for teasing us. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
I want one.
Always, Mr. You always, always are welcome to having a Rob. So, if you're not doing the work, you don't deserve the results. Ooh, that's cruel and harsh, but truthful. Effort is the only currency that success accepts. Puffy, I used to work for PDD. His success was not an accident because Puff showed up one more time than the person who went home and quit. Keep showing up, do the work, and then you will deserve the results.
Heard somebody has a book out today because they did the work, the four-word answer. Yeah, if you want something, you can say, yes, I want this. But then you can't sit on your booty. I'm using booty today a lot. But you have to put in some effort. You got to go on the dating sites. You got to write the few pages. Yep. You've got to go for the walk. That is the only way you're going to affect change. Yep. So today, if there's something you've been wanting to do, take baby steps. Uh-huh. Do just a teeny little bit because you'll be a little farther tomorrow than you were today.
Start today, everybody. Start today. Once again, thank you so much for all the love, all the support for this book. Somebody like me, I'm a working class kid from an industrial town in Britain, down on its luck. Someone like me doesn't do this. I'm the only person, I think, that ever went to Dartmouth High School in Great Bar, Birmingham, who ever wrote a book. And it doesn't matter now, Miss D, if the book is a success or if it isn't, because I already feel like I have won. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. We do read them. And remember, all together. Now, I want to hear you sing it out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.